From WXXI News, this is Connections. I'm Evan Dawson. We open the hour with heavy hearts today as we tell you that our former WXXI colleague Bob Smith passed away at 5:30 this morning at the Highlands at Brighton. He was 63 years old. Bob was the original host of this talk show for a long time called 1370 Connection, and his run lasted more than 25 years here. Every day he led community-driven conversations on everything from education and the environment to music, dance, arts, and culture. During his career, Bob interviewed a number of newsmakers and opinion leaders, including Hillary Clinton, Rudy Giuliani, Mario Cuomo, Diane Rehm, Susan Stamberg, Dave Brubeck, B.B. King. The list could go on for quite a while on that. And Bob set a standard for preparation that I admire. He would read full books, often in a single night, to get ready for an author. And when I say that he leaves a legacy that goes on, so much of it is about his preparation. That meant respect for his guests and also respect for you in the audience. He didn't fake it. You can't fake preparation for an hour of conversation. You have to know what you're talking about. And Bob did. I came into this seat knowing that that is the expectation of listeners, knowing that I'll probably never meet the standard that Bob set, but we can always reach for it. During this hour, we'll remember Bob and his legacy. We want to give you the opportunity to share your memories of Bob Smith and how his work impacted your life and our community. You can call the program, and I hope you do. 844-295-TALK. It's toll-free. 844-295-8255. In Rochester, you can call 263-WXXI. 263-9994. We're also going to read your comments on social media and via email. So you can email the program, connections@wxxi.org. You can find us on social media. I'm at Evan Dawson. Or you can find our producer, Megan Mack, at MMack Media. But first, in 2013, about 5 months after the stroke that Bob Smith suffered, WXXI's Gene Fisher had the opportunity to conduct several extended interviews with Bob while he was in rehabilitation at the Highlands at Brighton. Those conversations were included in a special tribute program that aired in October of 2013, which you can hear online at WXXINews.org. But let's listen to some of that interview right now as Bob Smith talks about growing up in Rochester.
I was a clarinetist, a very bad one, I'm going to admit, because I tried to be a clarinetist because my teachers thought it would be good for me to have a musical instrumental background. And I was never that great at it. but I tried.
So what other activities did you do when you were a youngster in public school?
Debating team, especially in high school at Aquinas. I was in the debating, the forensics club is what they called it. And there was a debating league among the high schools in the Rochester metropolitan area.
Well, if you don't mind dating yourself a little bit, what were some of the issues and events that were going on when you were in high school that you talked about in debating leagues?
War in Vietnam. Almost everything centered around the Vietnamese war. Was it a moral crusade? Was it something that we should be doing? And at which side should we be on?
Were you worried about the draft when you were getting ready to graduate from high school?
You bet. I remember thinking to myself, I am probably going to get sucked in this thing big time, and I am not going to want to fight.
So then at the end of high school, what did you do?
What I did, I got lucky in a way, because the laws of our country, and you could get a student deferment. So I was going to accept a scholarship and go into college. It was Cornell University and had a program that it offered what was called the six-year PhD program. It offered a full ride, full scholarship for your bachelor's and a free ride in graduate school. You could go all the way through in grad school, and you would get an opportunity, and you would get a fellowship and Zoom all the way through.
That's Bob Smith talking about growing up in Rochester and some of the roots of his own career. If you're just joining us, Bob Smith, the longtime host of 1370 Connection, passed away this morning after a long illness. And we've invited you to call the program and share your recollections, your memories, perhaps individual conversations or your thoughts on Bob's contributions to our community. I'm going to start with Bill and Henrietta on the phone. Go ahead, Bill.
Good afternoon. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
I worked for WXXI AM radio in the early 90s. I think it was 92 through 94. I was a part-time master control operator, newscaster, and on occasion I'd fill in for the full-time reporters. I got to know Bob on both a personal and professional level. On a personal level, I had to say that I was always very impressed with his absolute passion for his work. He was passionate about being a good journalist and contributing to the public discourse in a meaningful way. And on a professional level, I think you've already said it best. He was thorough, would be an understatement. His preparation was incredible. His command of the facts and his commitment to accuracy, but also his commitment to a thoughtful and rational discourse. I remember he used to do an open phones Friday every week, and he used to insist that the calls not be screened. So he had no idea who was going to be saying what. And the one thing I noticed was that no matter what topic was brought up, he was knowledgeable about it. And even if he thought someone was completely off base, he was completely respectful in his approach to the conversation with that person. And I remember him telling me once when we had a personal conversation that, Bill, you got to mix it up with people. You got to be willing to talk with people you disagree with. I knew he was ill, but I have to say it was still a blow to hear a few minutes ago that he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that you as a host have done an incredible job, and I think you've done a great job of filling his shoes. Boy, Bob was one of a kind. And I'm just sorry to hear that he's gone. He was a great guy on a personal level, and I think on a professional level, he really contributed to the public discourse in a meaningful way.
And Bill, don't you think that your recollection of Bob's desire to take calls from people who might disagree, to engage in that way, doesn't that feel more profound than ever today?
Oh, it absolutely does, especially with the way that the public discourse seems to be degrading. People don't want to talk with people with whom they disagree. And the whole concept of people referring to falsehoods as alternative facts. I think that what Bob did, you know, looking back on it now, was really courageous. But like I said, he never knew from moment to moment what someone was going to be bringing up. And he was willing to tackle that. And he did so with a lot of courage, and he did a great job of it.
Bill, thanks for sharing your recollections of Bob.
Thank you.
That's Bill and Henrietta. If you're just joining us, we're taking your calls and your recollections of the great Bob Smith, who passed away this morning at the age of 63 after a long illness. He hosted 1370 Connection for more than 25 years before leaving the program after that illness. He had a stroke in 2013. It's 844-295-TALK, toll free to call to share your thoughts, 844-295-8255 or 263-WXXI if you're calling from Rochester, 263-9994. Next up on the phones, this is John in Rochester. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Evan. I was very proud to be the caller whose voice was heard on one of the promos that was used in later years. Bob had been speaking with a professor from Brockport on the Civil War, and my question was such that they used that pro quite a while. He was a great guy, and he is missed, and you're doing an admirable job of replacement.
Well, John, that's very kind, and you know, and to Bill and John and anybody else out there, I mean, I want to stress as well, I know how big the shoes are to fill, and this hour is not about me, but let me also ask you, John, what is your expectation when it comes to discourse and dialogue? Here's why I ask that question. There's this idea right now, you talk to consultants in the news, and they think that nobody has an attention span. They think it's a 140-character world, that you've got to have shorter stories. Even on commercial television news, where the stories are short, a lot of consultants want them even shorter. Keep it moving. How many total bits of news can you get in half an hour, which is really more like 9 minutes of news? I thought Bob reminded us that depth of conversation is still valuable and still desired in the public. What's your expectation for that kind of discourse, John?
Bob had the rare ability to listen to everybody's question, to analyze it, to respect the person asking it, and to meld it into the conversation. It was something, I have people outside of Rochester who would listen to Bob just because of the quality of the conversations that were going on. It was just a great level of competency and on all ranges of topics. You're right about everything. Just amazing.
Well, thanks, John, and thank you for sharing your thoughts on that.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. John Cullen from Rochester, so many thoughts coming in. Our friend Peter Aglinski, former news director here, says on Twitter, "It's a sad day. Bob Smith had an agile mind and a kind spirit. Not once did I hear him speak ill of anyone. He made a difference." Thank you, Peter, for that. Hearing from just a number of people in different places in a lot of different ways here, and we're going to keep working through that. As we get ready to take another phone call, I'd like to hear a little bit more Bob Smith in his own words, if we could. So, John Andrus, let's go to the next clip there. And here we go. Let's go back to our 2013 conversation with Bob Smith. He was talking with our colleague Gene Fisher about getting his start in radio just after he earned his PhD at Cornell University.
There was an opening from a station in Buffalo, News Radio 930 WBEN.
So what was your job when you first got there?
It was morning anchor, morning drive anchor. I handled three big 15-minute newscasts.
This was a commercial station, right?
It sure was. It was the commercial station. It was a CBS affiliate, and it was the old line big newscast station that had a large news department, big commitments.
Now, were you mostly on air, or did you go out and cover news as well when you got off the air?
Both. I most of the time would do big newscasts, but I had to go out and cover some news too. Interviews, cover stories, you know, everything. You did everything there.
Buffalo is a big sports town. Was there much sports coverage on your station?
We had the Bills. We were the station that put out the Bills play-by-play.
Did you ever get to go and sit in the press box or do any
sure
coverage
did.
Like that?
Yeah, sure did.
When you were at the games, do you have any vivid memories of great moments in Bills sports history?
Yeah, the clinching of the division title in 1978, really, to the early 80s, I remember being there again and again when they would nail down the AFC dominance. Oh, yeah, and going to the Super Bowl. And, boy, that was fun.
Oh, I'll bet. I'm jealous listening to you.
Yeah, the Bills made us want to shout.
That's Bob Smith, and what a distinctive voice. If you're a No matter where you're listening from today, maybe you're in your car, maybe listening on a mobile app, or wherever you are, you hear that voice, and it's just unmistakable. That's Bob Smith. He passed away this morning at the age of 63, and we are remembering his life, his career, and occasionally getting a chance to listen to him in his own words from that 2013 conversation that Bob had with our colleague Gene Fisher. We're taking your calls as well, and we encourage them. We'd love to hear more from you as listeners about the legacy of Bob Smith in Rochester, in Western New York, the contribution to public radio. You can call our program and share your thoughts, 844-295-TALK, toll-free, 844-295-8255. Or 263-WXXI if you're in Rochester, 263-9994. Bonnie in Rochester is next. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Yeah, hi. Obviously, because Bob was there for many years, a number of us who've been around a while would have, you know, call-ins with him. And somebody just mentioned his the open phone kind of day. And just as a side note, I was advocating for that because I think that it really helped people who couldn't have a chance otherwise to have a say in the way he did it and everything. So a couple of things. One is you were just talking about how he responded to people he disagreed with. And this is maybe assumed, but sometimes when that happens, people just, and on a serious issue, people will just not say anything back to the person they disagree with. They just kind of be in my view, sometimes overly polite. But Bob, he tended to respond to somebody if he disagreed with him, and you know, engaged them a little bit more into his perspective, and you know, back and forth, which I think is really important, because I think sometimes media people are a little leery of that. They're afraid they're going to take a position or something. But it's much more meaningful because people learn more from that kind of an approach. The third thing, just here quickly, is that just an example of his flexibility, which is, you know, important in these kinds of jobs, is that I was involved with public sector services for people with disabilities, and also did some union work. And so one of the issues we were always addressing in the system was privatization of services. Excuse me. And so I had talked to Bob about doing a program on it, and we set something up, and we were going to have, I think it was three people there, a parent, someone who had worked on privatization from England under the Thatcher regime. And we had this set up, and at the last minute, the person from England who was coming to take a job in the United States got held up someplace. And so it was really important that person be covered. So we had the two of the three people in the studio there, and then he was able to be very flexible and work out something that we did by, I don't know, in those days it wasn't, everything wasn't social media, but some way he worked to have a hookup. So that person who had a lot of important things to say, along with a parent who was concerned, myself, about that issue, and it was kind of, had lived through a lot of privatization himself in England. So, you know, that kind of willingness to do go the extra mile on an issue that often didn't get covered very well. So it's sad to hear. I've been wondering about how he's been doing, because I haven't heard anything. And so I'm my condolences. It's sad to hear the news.
Thank you, Bonnie. I appreciate that. And I know the WXXI family appreciates those recollections that you have of Bob and his work. And yeah, his flexibility, his adaptability, and his agile mind. There's so much that we have learned from just watching and listening to Bob Smith that we hope will live on and part of his legacy. Frank and Webster, next up. Go ahead, Frank.
Evan, you mentioned Bob's distinctive voice.
Oh, yeah.
What that voice meant to me, and I'm sure a lot of other people, is that after the interview, no matter how awful the topic was, or how many dire predictions the guest was making, and at the end of the hour, when you heard Bob's voice, it was like him saying to you, folks, everything's going to be all right. We're going to get through this. And it just made you feel a little more hopeful. And I do a lot of volunteer work down at WXXI. And whenever I used to see Bob walking around, he didn't know me from the sweeper there. But he would just say hello and, a warm greeting and a smile for everybody. And it just impressed me as that type of guy.
Well, Frank, I suspect your feeling and impression is shared by a lot of different people. And and thank you for that, Frank. That's another great recollection, and the first we've heard this hour that Bob's voice offered comfort, offered some optimism. Exploring tough issues, sometimes, yes, with dire predictions or occasionally some darkness, but Bob would kind of bring it about to a way that says, you know, as long as we understand, as long as we can keep talking to each other, there's hope for us. And that's part of Bob's legacy, too. Jane in Rochester, next up. Go ahead, Jane.
Oh, yeah, I was a great fan of Bob Smith. He had a way of methodically unpacking an issue so that it was understandable, and so that at the end, that understanding, I think, sometimes made you feel hopeful, you know, that you could at least grasp what was going on better. But he was a man to me of compassion, great intellect, deep. He could elicit feelings from people and thoughts from people that they just, as though we were friends, you know. But I want to say two things. One, he did push back with people. And I love that about him. And he could just quote off references and sources, and again, and you just sort of snowed with all that. You really were influenced by his depth of knowledge. And he did say some derogatory things, I do recall, about Donald Trump. And I don't remember the issue. It had something to do with education that Trump was spouting off on. And he said, and I quote, he knows nothing about education. And he brought up his bankruptcies. He wasn't real good in business either. So, you know, as to what authority does Donald Trump speak from? So he did sometimes, you know, say things that were truthful but not so positive about people. I'd love to know what he'd have to say about what's been going on in the last year with him and all the things that have been said. But Bob Smith was an easy person to respect and feel affection for, and he will be missed. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane. Thanks for that lovely phone call. There's so many issues you wonder what Bob would, not only what Bob would think about, but, you know, sitting in this chair, I can tell you that the talk show is not supposed to be about the host. It's supposed to be about the issues, and Bob did a lot of work to make sure that was so. But I'm sure that our next guest occasionally jousted with him, even though they disagreed, and it's John in Rochester. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Evan, my condolences to the WXXI family.
No, thank you.
Huge loss. I can tell you one thing for sure. He was a gentleman, number one. Number two, he was enthusiastic about his job. It came through loud and clear. And, of course, everybody has said so, and it's obvious he was so knowledgeable about a lot of different topics, and he could cite studies and whatever. And I would say most of the time, Bob and I disagreed on issues. And sometimes, Evan, he would take two calls from me in a day if I felt motivated to call. He did change that policy after a while, but he was just a great guy. I can't say enough about him. My condolences to you and the WXXI family.
John, thank you. And you know what? I think he would really appreciate hearing from someone like you, a self-identified conservative who occasionally might joust with him. But I know that was a value for him to keep those lines of communications open. And so it's really lovely of you to share those sentiments. So thank you, John. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's John in Rochester calling. And again, just more sentiments coming in about Bob Smith. If you're just joining us, the longtime host of 1370 Connection, Bob Smith, passed away this morning at the age of 63. And he had battled a long illness after his stroke in 2013 that effectively took him off the air. Though this hour we've been playing some of his own thoughts and recollections that he shared with our colleague Gene Fisher in a conversation after his stroke in 2013. We're going to get our only break of the hour. And in our second half hour, more of Bob Smith in his own words. He's going to talk about what brought him back to Rochester to work at WXXI in 1988 that kicked off his 25-year career behind this microphone. You're going to hear Bill Johnson, the former Rochester mayor, talking to our Randy Gorbin this morning about his relationship with Bob Smith and Bob's journalism. And we'll share more of your recollections about Bob Smith. You can call the program toll-free, 844-295-TALK. It's 844-295-8255. Or 263-WXXI if you're calling from Rochester, 263-9994. We are right back. Coming up in our second hour, a little history, a little music, and a little reflection. We look at World War II through the lens of PBS Masterpiece Theater. They're bringing back Home Fires, and we're going to talk music as well. Our colleague Michael Lasser has planned a program with WXXI contributing. We'll tell you about that coming up and how you can attend. Some of the music of the period, reflecting the sentiment, the emotion, the longing of the time. It's all next hour. Welcome back to Connections. I'm Evan Dawson, and we're talking about our colleague and friend Bob Smith, who passed away this morning after a long illness. He hosted this program for 25 years and set a real standard for preparation. I can tell you, the first time I was in this studio, I was on as a guest of Bob's after I wrote a book about the Finger Lakes wine industry, and I came in. And I realized not long into that interview that Bob had actually read the book. And I mean read the book. He read the whole book. It was the first interview I did for my book in which the person interviewing me had read the entire thing. And it's very clear when you're being interviewed if someone has or has not. That's very difficult to fake. Maybe in a short format, you know, these sort of the 2 to 4 minute thing that television does, you can sort of fake that. But you really can't over an hour. And Bob didn't. He had a real intellectual curiosity about it. He had a lot of his own questions to follow up with. And I had a great time, had no clue that my future would include eventually, sitting here in this chair just trying to emulate that kind of preparation on a daily basis. And I say trying, I'm not being trite or anything like that. I mean, I know the standard he set. I know the expectation the audience has and the expectation this community has. And so, I can't be Bob, I can only be me, but I can know the standard he set. And that means a lot to me. I hope it means a lot to you. You can call and share your recollections of Bob Smith, 844-295-TALK. It's toll free, 844-295-8255 or 263-WXXI if you're calling from Rochester, 263-9994. Our colleague John Andrus also has some thoughts as well about Bob that go back a little bit before even I was here. Go ahead, John.
Well, Evan, I was privileged to work with Bob my very first day on the job, August 30th, 1995. I worked with Bob for 2 hours and another board operator, announcer. And Bob was just delightful to work with. We would have conversations about announcers growing up that we used to listen to on the radio, where they were now. And he had a wonderful quality about him to make you feel welcomed and part of the team. One thing also, Bob hosted a computer show that we ran on Saturday afternoon, Soundbites, with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray, that ran for many, many years, and I was privileged to help coordinate that show as well. I had a chance to see Bob in December. My colleague Brenda Trombley from Classical 91.5 had posted on the website that Bob would like to hear from some of the listeners and guests that he had on, and there were several people, many in the community, that shared their thoughts. I was able to go over to the Brighton and Highlands and read those to him, and I was so grateful. He was very alert and watching CNN, keeping on top of the news, and just delightful to have that conversation and connection with veteran broadcaster Bob Smith.
I think, John, when I think about Bob and the fact that he was young, he was 59 when he left this building in 2013 and died at the age of 63. I mean, that's relatively young, but that is a century or more worth of knowledge that he had in his mind, and I take some comfort in that, how much he knew and how much he shared.
He grew up as a Rochesterian, attended high school here, and then, of course, college nearby, and did work for a local radio station, Waxy 1460, which was the forerunner of WHEC-TV's radio station, and did a newscast there. Of course, you heard that he worked for the big WBEN 930 out of Buffalo, and also KB, the legendary rock and roll station back in the day as well. So he had quite a knowledge of radio, was interested in just about any topic. You could ask him about anything, and he really had a firm grasp about it all, and preparation was the key. He would prepare about 25 questions, as you prepare, for his daily broadcast. Just a terrific person to work with.
Got a lovely long email from Dave, Dave O'Lear, and I'll just read part of it from Dave. He says, I'm a longtime listener of 1370 Connection on WXXIAM radio, and he wanted to drop a line about Bob. He's resharing with me this email that he had sent a number of years ago in the spirit of Bob's passing now. Dave writes, I valued his analysis of issues and especially his humanitarian approach to subjects which directly affect people. I always felt that Bob had the best interest of the average Joe as well as the community in mind when he proffered his take on things, and his message in this regard is deeply missed. It takes a lifetime of experience and cognition, cogitation, thank you there, Dave, to truly feel the plight of humanity, and in listening to how Bob expressed his regard for his guests and their opinions and insights of Bob's incisive takes was always appreciated as measured and humane. Measured and humane. That's a very, very nice way to pay tribute to Bob Smith. And Dave, thank you for that email and resharing that with us. We certainly appreciate it as a WXXI family today. We'll take more of your calls as we go throughout the hour, but let's listen to a little bit more of Bob Smith in his own words. So this is going back to that conversation that Bob Smith had with our colleague Gene Fisher a few months after his stroke in 2013. Here Bob is talking about what brought him back to Rochester to work at WXXI in 1988.
My dad originally needed me to help out with the family business, and he wanted to see if I'd be interested to come back to Rochester to help him out. And so I did, because I had fallen out of love with commercial radio. I couldn't see myself as being on the same station with Rush Limbaugh anyway.
What do you think was happening in commercial radio that generated the rise of people like Rush Limbaugh?
a lot of stations wanted to have an adult radio-oriented format that would be personality-driven, and that they thought that would be the best way to go. And actually, it did work very well for a lot of stations for quite a bit. But at the same time, it has a tendency to wear out. And you need something that will be high energy, that will be attractive, but at the same time will bring in people and sort of reach out to be a welcoming format for listeners and won't be a turnout.
Did you see that as a possibility with WXXI?
That's what I thought sure was going to happen, and I think it worked extremely well. I thought it was an approach to bring people in, to sort of engage people, get them involved, become a place that people can tune in and take part. And I think that's one thing was XXI's strength, that I was trying to bring it out.
That's Bob Smith, and talking about not only his work, but his thoughts on the value of his work. And we're sharing more of your thoughts and recollections as we go throughout the hour. You can email the program, you can find us on Twitter, or you can call 844-295-TALK, toll-free, 844-295-8255, or 263-WXXI if you're in Rochester, 263-9994. Willa Powell writes to us and just says, I have no words. This community will not be the same without him. Thank you, Willa. I think a lot of people feel that way. Somebody else who probably feels that way is Bill Johnson, former Rochester mayor who had many conversations with Bob Smith. In fact, if I'm remembering correctly, Bill was one of the mayors and government leaders who had a standing monthly visit with Bob for a while. Here's Randy Gorman, our news director, interviewing Bill Johnson about our colleague Bob Smith, who died this morning.
What do you think made Bob Smith special in this community?
Well, I think Bob was special because of his intellect, his curiosity, and his brilliant ability to discuss issues from all points of view. He certainly was not a partisan on any issue, but you could rest assured when you went on his show that he had understood every side of the question. He pursued those in depth. He challenged his guests, you know, to be thorough and focused on what they were saying. And he opened up his show to every point of view. He's really an iconic figure in talk radio, and someone, you know, you rarely see that kind of person today on talk radio.
Certainly, you, I'm sure, were on his show when you were mayor, and I'm sure he had pointed questions for you. You know, obviously, that didn't stop you from liking the guy or certainly coming on there. I mean, I assume he was challenging to you on various subjects?
Well, I can't count the number of times, going back to my days at the Urban League, that I was on Bob's show. I never expected any softballs from Bob. I never expected him to pull any punches. When he called you on, it was because there was a subject that was timely. It was something that needed to be pursued. I've been on his show many times when he wanted a contrasting point of view. I've been on his show during campaign analyses and elections that I wasn't a candidate in. I just had so many opportunities to witness, marvel at this man's brilliance.
And in terms of his love for the community, certainly you are, you know, you've been in Rochester for a long time and had a great love for the community. Did you sense the same kind of passion from Bob for, you know, even though he maybe wasn't born here, but having that kind of passion for this area?
Yes, and you always said that here was a man who could have risen to much higher heights. I mean, I'm certain, I don't know if he ever got the opportunity to move. I mean, a man with a PhD certainly could have been on any faculty, a major university, could have gone to work for any kind of think tank. You know, he ran his own business for many times, and this was a part-time job for him to come on and do, you know, the 1370 show. But then it became a full-time pursuit. He threw himself into that in this unbelievable way. So, yes, I think his love of this community, his love of issues, kept him rooted in Rochester, a place that he loved.
I know Bill, you visited him, you know, even through his illness and even through the illness and the pain that he was in. Still, from what, you know, folks say, he still had that intelligence. I mean, he still really, you know, cared passionately about what was going on in the world.
Every time I went over to visit him, I walk in the room, he's there with his headphones on. He had a newspaper, a book in his hand. He always said to me, you know, I think I could still do this show, you know. And I really sense that, you know, he could, but we know that his disabilities physically, it wasn't his intellectual disabilities. His brain was just as strong as it always had been. But his physical impairments made that so impossible. But I never heard him complain. I never heard him say that he got kicked aside. He recognized what was happening with him, but he always kept in touch. And I had the opportunity once. I said, Bob, is there anything I can bring you? Any book you want to read? He mentioned a couple of current ones. I went out and bought it for him. And then he asked me to buy him something that he could learn how to use his iPad. So I went, and there are all kinds of books for beginners, because he said, you know, he got a new computer he was trying to learn how to use. So I got him this book called iPad for Dummies. And I had a great laugh at that. I said, because there's no smarter person in this world. He took great joy from looking at that title. And he says, well, I'm going to read every page of this. So I knew he would. When I went back, he had mastered that skill as well. I just think the only sadness of Bob's life was these last few years where he was laid up and he couldn't do what he loved to do the most, which was to engage people on the air. But certainly, as I went to see him, I was always thrilled with the conversation that he and I was going to have. And I knew that his brain was still one of the smartest brains that I've ever encountered in this universe.
That's former Rochester Mayor Bill Johnson talking to WXXI News Director Randy Gorbman this morning about Bob Smith, who passed away this morning at the age of 63. And we are remembering Bob's life and career and his work here at WXXI, his show hosting that went more than 25 years, a remarkable run and a high standard that he set, not just for me, but for everybody in broadcasting who takes their audience seriously and treats their audience with respect. My colleague Gene Fisher is in studio with me now. And, you know, Gene, I think it's a sad day for everybody, even though, you know, we knew that Bob was struggling, but still very difficult. How are you doing?
Well, it kind of hasn't really sunk in yet. You know, we've known for a while that this Bob was on sort of the last leg of his life journey. But it's a big loss. It's a voice that was silenced way, way too soon. And it's a voice that I hope, well, I know, Evan, you're continuing that voice here, and I hope that the community will continue that voice as well. One of the things that really struck me about Bob was not only, you know, the respect that his audience, his listeners, and his colleagues had for him, but what we might think of as the competition. When Bob retired, we heard from so many people that if you tuned around the radio dial right now and flipped from station to station, you would hear them. And these were folks that made it a point to get in touch with us back in 2013 to let us know just how saddened they were that Bob, even though he was on the other station, the competition guy, that he was no longer on the air because he was such an important facilitator of discussion here in the Rochester area.
I look at some of the comments coming in, and I'll read a few more from Twitter right now. Michael says, I didn't always agree with him, but Bob was great and will be missed. How many times have we heard that already today? And let me also say, as the guy who has the microphone now, sometimes an audience assumes you know what a host's point of view is. You don't always. But sometimes you can sort of discern. But people, the bottom line is people are saying, even when they thought they knew what Bob was thinking and it was different from their own, they felt respected. They felt like they had a place here. I mean, Gene, in today's broadcast world, that is becoming increasingly rare, isn't it?
It is, because we see a lot of advocacy journalism, you know, on one side or the other. In fact, someone sent me a chart the other day that I don't say that it's the truth, but it had taken all the different broadcasters and put them, you know, on the left side or the right side or in the middle. And that was something that Bob tried to strive for in facilitating discussion, was keeping himself right down the middle so that all the different perspectives would feel respected and heard. And that's something that you don't really find a lot. Again, if you tune around different places or turn on the TV, you hear what former news director once referred to as the blood sport of talk radio.
Well, I'd love to hear from a few more listeners before the end of the hour. If you want to call the program toll-free, 844-295-TALK. It's 844-295-8255 or 263-WXXI if you're calling from Rochester, 263-9994 to share your thoughts on Bob Smith, who passed away this morning at the age of 63, the longtime host of this program, who set the standard that we all achieve, that we all aspire to achieve. Jen on Twitter says, kudos for dedicating today's show to honoring Bob Smith, a truly one-of-a-kind man. Monica says, I started listening to Connections, 1370 Connection, when Mr. Smith hosted. So very sorry to hear this. Mr. Smith.
Dr. Smith.
Dr. Smith, yeah. Another one here from Twitter, I miss Bob. He was so knowledgeable. That's another one we keep hearing, is people recognized and valued just how broad his range of knowledge was. And no surprise. I mean, that's, again, you can't fake that for too long. Let's grab a couple other phone calls as Gene and I will close the hour in tribute to our friend Bob Smith. David in Rochester next on the phone. Go ahead, David.
Yes, I was on a show once with a Veterans of Peace, and the beauty that I saw in this man is that he did not find it imperative that the show ended on a balance. You know, very often the show was left in challenge with people to think about it. You know, carefully being politically correct and balanced was not something that was imperative to him. Such a beautiful man.
Well, David, thank you, and thanks for your recollection. I think we're hearing occasionally from people who were guests on this program who always felt treated with respect. And, Gene, I think that Bob, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people are saying, you know, he challenged people appropriately. Mm-hmm. He was prepared. There's a real fine line between saying, how do I make sure there is balance and all voices are welcome versus, you know, how do I create this false equivalence just to, you know, just to kind of check a box. And I thought Bob did that very, very well, understood all voices are welcome, but we're going to challenge appropriately where we think we need to.
Yes, that's one of the things that I think was a real art that Bob had, was to ask, like you said, no softballs there, to ask the appropriate questions and to say, you know, hey, wait a minute, let's go back and take a look at this, and or let's bring in this voice if needed. But you're right, he didn't bring in the other side just for the sake of doing it. He wanted to have a real intelligent and thoughtful discussion about all of the issues, whether it was politics or the economy or art or painting or music. And that desire was really what brought him to WXXI. He had a great career early on working in commercial radio at WBEN in Buffalo, but he didn't like the direction he saw some of the commercial broadcasters going, in that, you know, the desire to get ratings at any cost, the desire to bring in more listeners, but maybe to sacrifice credibility or self-respect in order to do it. And he didn't want to keep doing that. In fact, he worked at his father's store for a while rather than continuing that kind of journalism on the radio. And so I think the opportunity for us at WXXI and for Bob was one that benefited everybody.
All right, Jim in Rochester is next on the phones. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I just found out about Bob passing. I'm so sad. And I was a guest commentator on this show many, many times, and Bob brought such a broad panoramic view of the geopolitical dynamic that's in play, not only locally, but from a national, international perspective, and he's going to be missed. But I'll never forget one caller had called in, and he was really giving Bob a hard time. He was giving Bob the up and down. Bob said, Jim, you take this one. I got it. I'll take it. No, seriously. Yeah. And I had to read the guy to riot act in a nice way. The very thing he was complaining about was the lack of black participation in the in this economy, this and that. And he gave an example of a guy who I happened to be in undergrad school with many, many years ago, who was one of the first LBOs. That's a leveraged buyout. and he bought the food business from Beatrice Foods, and he consolidated all his holdings in West Europe, in Western Europe, before the fall of the Iron Curtain. And we just had a tremendous relationship. He's going to be sorely missed. Big asset for this community.
Jim,
big asset.
Jim, thank you so much. And I know Bob would appreciate you sharing that story and your recollections there. Just another beautiful recollection from a longtime listener and occasional participant on this program. So thank you, Jim. Jody in Brighton next on the phones. Go ahead, Jody.
Hi, Evan. This is very sad news, and I want to extend my condolences to all his colleagues at WXXI and the many listeners who appreciated the information Bob brought us. He welcomed challenging questions and created an environment where people with differing viewpoints listened to each other. Bob had many wonderful qualities, but that ability to open up a forum that respected all the participants was his special gift and one the world continues to need. We are really a better community for his having been among us.
Jody, well said. Really well said, and something that we all keep in mind. I promise you that. I promise that while Bob set a standard that may be very difficult to meet, we are very well aware of the gifts he brought and how much we strive to continue those gifts going forward. So thank you, Jody. Earl in Rochester next on the phone. Go ahead, Earl.
Yes, Evan. Pretty much to reiterate what a lot of the callers are saying, his knowledge base was just phenomenal. And it's ironic, the caller before was referring to Reginald Lewis. He did that Beatrice Food, and he always tell me, look what Reginald did. You know, it's just funny that he called before I did. But the other thing we used to joke back, and not that I knew him that personal, but I said, would the real Bob speak out every now and then? This was a reference to Bob Grant, another big guy back in the day, and talk. And he said, oh, no, don't compare me to him. I listen to people. You know, so he had that sense of humor. Bob Grant was known all across the country as far as a good talker, but Mr. Smith took it to a whole different level. And I'll always be grateful for him for that. And the time that he would take to share with you, you know, and for those of us in the business, he set the standard that it is going to take forever for us to get there. But I'll always be grateful to him. So I appreciate you guys doing that, the depth and tribute to him today.
You got
good
it,
job.
Earl. Yeah, thank you, Earl. That's a wonderful thing to share. Thank you. I'll ask Gene to help us close with this, because here's a couple more comments, and we're going to try to end on a lighthearted note as best we can as we try to remember Bob with a smile. Dave says, kind, gentle, erudite, respectful. Great way to think about him. And Gene, Valerie says, there's one way Bob let us down. He never got on Jeopardy. He would have cleaned house. She wished he would have been a Jeopardy contestant. Would he not have cleaned house?
He would be a millionaire, a billionaire. Yes. Well, you know, and really a lot of he showed this occasionally on the show, but a lot of people I don't think realized what a wonderful sense of humor Bob had. He was a gentleman, but he had sort of this sort of wicked side to him. And I'll tell one story that's my favorite Bob Smith story. I hope it's okay with everybody,
sure.
But I think you'll laugh. We always have a big Mardi Gras party at my church every year. And so one year they asked if people could donate beads for the kids, you know. And so I ordered from Toomey's in New Orleans 500 Mardi Gras beads. And I had them delivered here. And I had the box came and I opened the box and I put the pile of beads on my desk. I wanted to make sure that I'd gotten all five bags of 100. And Bob came walking by my office and he looked and he said, I don't mean to be indelicate, but I'm just wondering how you got all those Mardi Gras beads.
Bob, we are going to miss you.
Yes, very much.
And listeners, for all those who already missed Bob and have missed him over the recent years, just know how much we love and respect Bob, and he will be remembered and his legacy will be carried on. Thanks, Gene. Thanks for not only sharing that great story, but all these reflections of Bob. Thanks. And callers and listeners, thank you for sharing these beautiful reflections on Bob Smith, host of 1370 Connection for 25 years, passed away this morning at the age of 63. We remember him fondly. More Connections is next.